This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 151. So today I'm joined by Brett Russo of Outsource Workers. He has a background of real estate. He's based in Australia. He's a part of the, it seems, Australian Mafia or Army over here in the Philippines at the moment, really taking outsourcing out to the world. So it's an interesting conversation with Brett, where we explore his own journey in real estate and in outsourcing and how he has set up a company in response to that. So I'm sure you'll learn something. If you want to get in touch with Brett or know any more about this episode, then go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/151. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, I'm joined by Brett Russo of Outsource Workers. Hi, Brett, how are you?
Good, thanks, Derek. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolute pleasure. And Brett is another of the Australian Army, it seems, over here in the Philippines, really making headway into the outsourcing world. So I suppose initially, Brett, you have set up Outsource Workers, and we can deep dive into that. But can you initially just introduce yourself?
Sure. So thanks for the introduction, Derek. I've been a real estate agent for about 15 years based in Australia. And like most real estate agents, I found that I was doing lots and lots of non-dollar productive admin work. And about 6 years ago, I got introduced to my first virtual assistant, and she's still with me today, 6 years later, which is great. And so I got her, and very quickly delegated lots of my non-dollar productive admin work to my VA, and it was a real light bulb moment. And from there, I've pretty much analysed my whole life and tried to delegate as much as I can over to the Philippines predominantly.
Fantastic. So we see that a lot in business, you know, the business world generally, but certainly in outsourcing. You get a lot of entrepreneurial minded people. They start outsourcing to very much scratch their own itch, and they're just kind of blown away by the results and the journey. And then, you know, it's such a common pathway for then people to start go down the path and then start an outsourcing offering themselves, such as yourself. You have kind of stayed true to your specialism, to your skill base, to your profession, which is real estate by the sound. So you have set up Outsource Workers, which predominantly caters to real estate assistants. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's interesting how it happened, because it was happened by accident. I was speaking to a couple of my other real estate colleagues, and I was telling them about how good my VA was and how she was my secret weapon. And they said to me, "Hey, Brett, can you help me with getting a VA?" I said, "Sure." So I spoke to my VA and asked her, could she find someone like herself and give us some training? And we did that a couple of times, and my colleagues were very, very grateful. And I guess a business idea came in my mind after reading the 4-hour work week, and next thing you know, we'd started up a business, and 5 years later, we've got over 100 staff.
Well done. They say that's the best way of starting a business, isn't it? To actually be sort of pulled into the business, not create a product and then try and push it onto someone, but basically you were kind of pulled into providing these services. And that started 5 years ago, and now you have about 100 staff, you say?
Correct. Yeah, it's interesting. When I Outsource Workers started off as just a little side business for me when I had my real estate agency, and it got to the stage where I didn't really need two businesses, and the outsourcing business gave me a lot less headaches than the real estate business. So I end up selling the real estate business, and now I spend predominantly all my time on growing the outsourcing business now.
Right. And so, I find it really interesting how there are these specialized niches, and outsourcing really is becoming pretty competitive. It can become quite commoditized, because if you break it down to its bare bones, it's kind of a bum on a seat, and that can get pretty competitive costing. But you've stuck to a niche, and, you're kind of in the real estate sector. And through that, I imagine you can add value, because it's leveraging off your many decades experience within the sector. What are your thoughts on the real estate sector and, what people are traditionally doing versus what you kind of propose for people to do?
Sure. Yeah. No, look, it's very interesting. I remember when I first started, taking on new clients with outsource workers, and it was a little bit of the unknown. It wasn't sort of mainstream, and so a lot of people needed education around what a virtual assistant could do. But I guess sort of fast forward 5 years to today, it's almost mainstream in Australian real estate now, and it's most people who have been to any seminars or courses have heard about outsourcing and the benefits. A lot has changed in the last 5 years, and some clients who have really embraced it have really spent a lot of time with their VAs and got into some pretty technical tasks. We've got one particular client who has 10 full-time office-based VAs in her real estate business. So she's essentially designed a business around outsourcing, which is really cool to see.
Right. And are you seeing more kind of creep of roles? So, people might initially start with appointment setting, but then they start with a bit of then they go on to a bit of bookkeeping, and eventually, the whole operation tips upside down and virtually everything other than viewings are being done by a team here in the Philippines.
100%. It's exactly how it happens. Quite often, a client might inquire about a particular task that they're thinking about outsourcing. That's generally where we start. And over time, as the clients build a relationship with their virtual assistant and the virtual assistant skills improve, more often than not, the client will start to delegate more and more complex tasks to their VAs.
Right. And Australia is quite a big adopter of outsourcing. It is only a small country with whatever, 18, 20 million. It is very close to the Philippines in terms of time zones, so I think that helps a lot. But why do you think Australia is such an adopter of outsourcing? And I suppose in comparison, do you have any perspective on other markets and how they perceive it? I don't know if you've tried to get into other markets like the UK or US.
You're definitely right. The time zone is very favourable. In some parts of Australia, the time zones are in sync, and at worst, there's a 3 hour difference. The time zones are definitely favourable for us. We do have clients that use our services from different parts of the world, but I guess because we're an Australian based company, we sort of attract more Australian clients than anything. Most of the probably 50% of the new clients coming into our business have been referred by somebody else, which is always good to get referral business.
Absolutely. Okay. And so you're saying now, and that is quite a surprise to me, but again, I think this is because things seem to really catch on in Australia, and I think Australians have been captivated by the potential of outsourcing. But you say that most estate agents now are aware of outsourcing and virtual assistants. But what is the penetration like? What is the uptake like? Is it still kind of a new industry, or is it pretty much done, do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely a growing industry. I was the first company to sort of specialise in real estate virtual assistants, and I've noticed over the last few years that definitely been some new players come into the market. But it's certainly a growing market, so there's plenty of the pie to go around. I think as time goes on, people will accept outsourcing even more. With real estate, the margins have become tighter and tighter to be profitable, especially in the rental side of a real estate agency. So I think a lot of owners of real estate agencies have looked to outsource to remain competitive up against their competitors.
Right. And why is it? Because I have noticed, and we've actually interviewed a few other people that are offering real estate agent assistance, and you're right. It seems to be quite a vertical now that people are focusing on. But what about every other vertical? Why do you think it is real estate agents? Why not plumbers or some other kind of vertical?
Sure. I think with real estate, there's just so much very repetitive computer admin work, which are the perfect tasks to outsource to a VA. So I think that's probably one of the reasons. We do have other clients on board that have nothing to do with real estate. As long as a client's got the need, I guess, we can certainly help.
Mm. And do you find a lot of commonalities? Like, I suppose when you are offering other services, within any business, it's commonalities. Yeah, so it's basic admin, bookkeeping. You know, are they the sort of commonalities that you find within any SME that can easily be transferred?
Yeah, I think what we try to do is we try to find, you know, really good all-rounders. Generally, most of our staff are female, university educated, and really good communication skills and just good all-round admin skills. You know, we can certainly teach them to use different CRMs and different software. But if they're really good people and they've got the skills and the right attitude, we can teach them those specialty tasks.
Right. And as things progress, you were saying sort of 6 years ago it was kind of the Wild West, and you know, outsourcing really has been happening in earnest for only 20 years anyway. I imagine you're finding it easier now to sell the concept of outsourcing, but which is also a downside because then there's potentially more competition. But how is it in terms of you find the capabilities of new staff? Do they kind of pick things up faster? Are they more aware of Australian property and the requirements and things like that? Like, generally, is the whole kind of marketplace increasing in sophistication?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure about that, Derek, but I know we put our VAs through some pretty rigorous training and testing prior to them sort of coming on board. So we really don't have too many issues with our VAs getting up to speed and becoming good at capable of the certain tasks that are required in real estate.
Right, fantastic. Okay, and thank you so much. I want to get you back and we can discuss more about outsourced workers specifically and kind of the pricing structure and how we angle things. But in the meantime, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, Brett, how can they do that?
Best thing to do is to jump onto our website, which is outsourcedworkers.com.au, and make contact through the website.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Derek.
Okay, that was Brett Russo of Outsource Workers. If you want to get in touch with Brett or know any more about their company or this episode, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/151. And as always, if you want to get in touch with us, if you want to ask us anything, then just send us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.